This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Alrighty, we are fired up as we get into hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. The Dallas Mavericks season is now right around the corner. Just a couple of more weeks, we'll be tipping it off, and maybe we're more fired up and excited about this basketball team going into a season than at any point since the prime Dirk years. You know, I'm really feeling the intensity. Mavs fans kept up the passion and the conversation all off season. They're excited, obviously, about Klay Thompson and their new wings and the development of their young guys. And all that brings us to this next segment is one of our favorite Mavs talkers, Bobby Corella, joining us with a new outfit now, All City Dallas. And good afternoon, Bobby. Thanks for joining us once again here on The Fan.
Absolutely, gentlemen. I know it's only been 4 months, but sometimes it feels like it's been 4 years since I've talked to you guys. I'm so ready for basketball to be back.
Let's freaking go, dude. Okay, so I want to start with I'm a little bit bent out of shape. Okay, so everybody's still picking the Thunder to win the West, and I'm thinking, did we not see what happened? Is Alex Caruso really that good compared to Klay Thompson? What do you say here, Bobby? Are they off? A lot of the national experts picking OKC to go to the finals.
I'm still kind of leaning OKC, honestly. You know, picking up Caruso was huge for them. Picking up Isaiah Hartenstein, I think, was even bigger for them just because, you know, for as good as Chet Holmgren is at both ends of the floor already, you could make the case that Derek Lively was the best big man in that series, and he was a huge swing factor in determining it going the Mavs' way. So adding more size, more athleticism, more length, more rebounding around the rim, I think is going to be big for them. But then also, Caruso, whether he's coming off the bench or he's in their starting lineup, I expect him to play a lot, and he is a much better defender and much better shooter than Josh Giddey. He's maybe not the same playmaker as Giddey, certainly not as big or tall as Giddey is, but he's a much better shooter. That was a huge weakness for them throughout that series with the Mavs, and he is maybe the single best perimeter defender in the NBA. So, you know, if you're Kyrie Irving, you're going to have to deal with him. If you're Luka, you might have to deal with him. He's an annoying pest that's in your face, and you know, it makes them match up a little better with the Mavs, in my opinion. But, I mean, if any conversation you're having about the West right now starts with OKC in Dallas in whatever order, everybody else is a clear level or two down from those two teams, in my opinion.
At least we're back in the starting conversation, Bobby. It's nice to be at the top of the list of contenders again. Now, there's a lot of different angles we can go with the Mavs, but I do want to ask you about the news today, Dante Exum undergoing surgery. He's going to be out until probably at least the All-Star break. In your opinion, how much of an impact is this since they did add Spencer Dinwiddie and they seem to be as deep as they've ever been since Luke has been here?
Yeah, they have a lot of guards. You know, they have a lot of guards. Even without Exum, they still have a lot of guards. And they got another guy, Jazz Gortman, that had a huge game in the first preseason game. And now all of a sudden they might end up offering him a two-way contract, so they'll have even another guard. But Exum is really, you know, outside of Najee Marshall, who's much more of a forward, you know, PJ Washington, much more of a forward, Exum is really the only guy on the team that I feel super comfortable with defending the point of attack outside of Quentin Grimes, who himself has an injury history. I mean, he was very limited last year with some knee issues that he says are fine, but you know, now all of a sudden you really only got one guy that can do the Derrick Jones Jr. bit from last season, where he's just chasing around guys like Steph Curry, Dame Lillard, you know, these really quick guys at the point of attack that can not only slice you and dice you, but that can also pull up from 35 feet. And, you know, so losing Exum in that respect is very difficult. He's a steady playmaker, but that perimeter defense is so valuable on the team with Luka and Kyrie, where you want to protect those guys from having to guard superstars for 30 or 35 minutes a night. You want to hide those guys on defense so that you don't expose them to wear and tear and injury and foul trouble and all that stuff. And so losing Exum hurts them a little bit. But, you know, the unfortunate reality about Exum's career is that he's just been so dang unlucky with injuries that the Mavs had to kind of be prepared for this eventuality anyway. And so hopefully Quentin Grimes is ready to step up. Hopefully Dinwiddie can step up. And, I mean, I know Mavs fans really want Jaden Hardy to step up and see some more minutes as well. So they have some options, but it is an unfortunate blow for the Mavs and for Exum for sure.
Hey, Bobby, congratulations on the new gig, man.
Thank you.
I was kind of wondering where your expectations are and what are Mavs fans' expectations for Klay Thompson and really in the role you see him playing on a nightly basis. How do you see this all kind of, if you could crystal ball it and play it out it that way?
I mean, optimistically, I think he's going to have the easiest shots of his career, and he spent his entire career playing with Steph Curry. So, I mean, that lets you know just how wide open I think he's going to be here. It is going to be a much different offensive system than Klay's used to playing. You know, I don't think the Mavs are going to run him off very many screens. If they do, it might be one single pin down or something. Like, it's not going to be any sort of this whirling craziness that Golden State was doing for all those years alongside Steph underneath Steve Kerr with Draymond kind of running the show. You know, the Mavs offensive system, for better or worse, is a little more stagnant and a little more predictable because you need guys to be where Luka expects them to be because he throws so many no-look passes against double teams. So you have to be able to anticipate these things. Now, where I think Klay might be used in ways to get him on the move that maybe he's not so used to, but that should be an easy adjustment, or at least could be, is what if Klay is screening for Luka, and then all of a sudden his guy is not going to want to leave him to guard Luka. Luka's guy isn't going to want to leave Luka to guard Klay, and so something chaotic is going to happen and unfold. And if Klay can set one of these screens and then pop, you know, if it's at the top of the arc, maybe Klay can pop under the wing. If it's on the wing, maybe he can pop to the top of the arc. He's going to be left alone in the corners a couple times, you know, whenever guys are too preoccupied with Luka and Kyrie. So I think there are opportunities for him to be on the move. I think instead of just running off screens, he might be the one setting them. And, you know, we'll see what happens there. But it's going to be a long season, you know, and they're gonna have plenty of time to try and figure out some interesting ways to get him the ball.
Pick and pop with Klay Thompson, man, that sounds exciting.
Give me now, that.
What about on the other side? Is there any thought on or managing, you know, Klay and Luka and Kyrie on the court all together at the same time? How's that thing sort itself out?
Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to see them on the court together, at least during the regular season, to be honest. You know, last year, Luka and Kyrie as a duo, they only played like 24, 25 minutes a game just with the two of them on the floor, you know, whenever both were available. And so whenever you introduce a third guy into the mix, basically the way I see it playing out is, let's say the first 5-6 minutes of the first and third quarter before one of them checks out, maybe the last few minutes of the first half, and then the last like 5 to 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. I mean, you add that up all together, that's probably like 15 to 20 minutes a game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
With the three of them on the floor, which I feel like for the regular season is about right. You know, again, you don't want to expose these guys to foul trouble. I don't really want Clay guarding Giannis. I don't really want Luka guarding LeBron. I don't want Kyrie guarding Steph, you know. So let's just try and get as many defenders out there as possible, make these guys' jobs easy, and then try and figure out some sort of defensive identity, some sort of sustainable and repeatable defensive game plan to minimize the risk while also, you know, maintaining this incredible offense that they hope to have. Because, I mean, make no mistake, like, these guys are going to score. They're going to shoot the absolute S out of the ball. They might set three-point records. I mean, it's going to be incredible, but they have to be able to defend. I mean, we saw they didn't turn their season around last year until they woke up one day and decided, hey, let's be committed to being a top five, top 10 caliber defense. And it took them all the way to the finals. So the blueprint is there. They just got to find a way to execute it. And I think, you know, luckily they have 82 games to figure it out, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, these are offensive guys and two of them are on the other side of 30. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, hopefully the commitment and the buy-in is there.
We're talking with our buddy Bobby Chiarella about your reigning Western Conference champion Dallas Mavericks, and Frank Vogel recently was added to the staff. What do you think about that addition?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, he is kind of the originator of the defensive system that the Mavs play. And so, you know, if you're looking to maintain or really establish a new defensive identity, because there are some new guys in here, you know, every season you start at the base of the mountain just with all the other teams. You know, it doesn't matter that you were in the finals last year. You know, if you're trying to learn how to play defense from anybody in the NBA right now, it's either going to be Tibbs or Frank Vogel. Pretty much Nick Nurse is the only other guy that has original ideas right now. I mean, Frank Vogel is like the defensive guru in the NBA. And so, you know, credit to Jason Kidd for saying, hey, I could use some help. And, you know, I know the Mavs are going to benefit from that quite a bit. And, you know, just shows that they really are committed to that side of the ball. And they have to be. Again, they have to be. I mean, last year they were a top five, top 10 offense the entire season. But they woke up on March 5th and March 7th. They had a team meeting after a blowout loss to the Pacers. They were like the 23rd or 24th ranked defense in the league. That just cannot be the case. The West is too competitive. It's going to be way too hard to make the playoffs. You have to be at least around league average if you want to be in the top six. And if you want to play game one at home and, you know, try and get some home court throughout the playoffs, you got to be top five, top 10. And so bringing in Vogel should hopefully help them figure out a way to get there.
So they lose Derrick Jones Jr., but you add Najee Marshall and Quentin Grimes. Do you see them being better roster-wise defensively?
They're kind of different. You know, Grimes and Marshall, you know, Grimes is 6'5", Marshall's like 6'7". So Marshall is closer to Derrick Jones's dimensions, but Najee's a little thicker and a little stronger, a little sturdier. So I think that he'll match up better with guys like LeBron or Giannis, you know, these more physical, like Jimmy Butler type of players that may have been able to knock Jones off his spot or that could simply just overwhelm him with strength. Grimes is not quite as tall, but he's just as feisty. And the thing that both of those guys do, both Grimes and Marshall do, that I really like is kind of take the fight to the opponent. Jones was really good at avoiding screens. Jones was really good at kind of staying between the ball and the basket, these very fundamental principles of playing defense. But Marshall and Grimes are both big steals guys. They're very disruptive. They get a lot of deflections. They're going to cause a little bit of chaos, force some turnovers. You know, and last year, even whenever the Mavs did turn around their defense, and they were great the last month or two of the season, But even when they did turn around their defense, they were still around league average and forcing turnovers. And so even though you're playing well, your opponent's still getting a lot of shots. Sometimes the best way to keep the other team from scoring is to not let them shoot in the first place. You know, pick their pocket, jump a passing lane, make something happen, get out in transition and score the other way. So the fact that Grimes and Marshall can at least do a little bit of something, I think could be really good and kind of pay dividends. Because Luke and Kyrie are sort of the same way. I mean, Luke and Kyrie are certainly not at the same level of defenders as Grimes and Marshall are, but they can force turnovers. You know, I mean, that is a thing. That is a skill. They're big steals guys. And so, you know, if Dallas can turn opponents' possessions into layups going the other way, I mean, that's a really good way to maintain a really good offense and maintain a good defense too.
Bobby, which young guy will make the biggest jump from where he is currently?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, if we consider Grimes a young guy, I'm really, really bullish on him this season. I think he's really, really good. You know, knee injuries, again, have kind of limited him the last couple years. But whenever he's healthy, he is a dead-eye corner three shooter, explosive athlete at his size, and a really good defender. And he's playing for a lot right now. I mean, this is the last year of his rookie deal. So, you know, at this point in your career, especially if you've been kind of bogged down by injuries, he's now on his third team, you're looking at your next contract being potentially either like a biannual exception or a veteran's minimum or a multi-year extension like around the mid-level. So he's got a lot on the line personally, so I expect him to be locked in right now. But again, I think, you know, Mavs fans' hearts are going to tell them Jaden Hardy. With Exum going down and, you know, with so much kind of uncertainty about how many games Luka and Kyrie will play just because, you know, you might not want them playing every back-to-back or whatever, there are going to be a lot of opportunities for Hardy to play early in the season. And he likewise is in the last year of his rookie deal. So there's just as much on the line, if not more, for Hardy than there is for Grimes. So, you know, when guys are in that situation, you're going to see them lock in on offense. You're going to see them lock in on defense. You're going to see them play as hard as they can. And I mean, there's a big competition for minutes right now. And one of those guys is going to win. One of those guys might lose. So I'm really curious to see which one can grab the bull by the horns and make it happen.
Bobby Carella, All City Dallas, thank you so much for your time and insights. Enjoy the preseason. We'll try to catch up with you soon.
Hey, thank you guys.
Salute. There he goes. Bobby Carella, must follow for Mavs fans everywhere. So smart about this basketball team. Oh, my damn. You're looking at 15 confirmed tornadoes and dozens more reported here throughout the afternoon as Hurricane Milton has crossed over into you know, a whole other kind of natural disaster there. And it feels like Mother Nature is getting after Florida here pretty good. And we'll keep you updated as the video and the reports continue to stream in. But thanks again to Bobby as we'll keep the sports party going. We're approaching the midway point of our broadcast here. Take a little halftime break. Come back with Woolchuck's Top 10 at 4:20. Sir, what's in store for us?
Well, Brian wanted food content. I got you, buddy.
Here we go.
We talked Waffle House earlier. I've got Red Lobster news for you. What are the top 10 family restaurant chains in America? That's next in the nation.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your tacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.